Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here with me in the studio are Rachel Baril and Eva Carrillo, part of the Juno Atiatiahan group. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much
for being
here.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's exciting to have you here. Rachel, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about this group.
I'm Rachel. I cook at in Bukalupo, and I'm also a board of director of the Filipino Community Inc. And I'm also part of this group called the Juno Atiatiahan Marching Group. It's those Filipinos in the drums and the costumes and the dancers that are usually see in the 4th of July parade every year.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun to see them come in.
Yeah.
Do you dance in costume?
I'm one of the drummers.
One of the drummers?
I'm the dancer.
You're a dancer. Eva Carrillo, tell us about yourself. How are you involved in this group?
Well,
apart from the dancer.
So a bunch of my family and I have recently taken over, like, the younger generation. So we are trying to revamp everything and kind of, you know, raise money for new uniforms and new instruments. And as long as I can remember, I've been a part of this group. I remember walking several miles doing the Juno Parade and the Douglas Parade and the sweltering heat and just always been a part of it. So I feel like I need to continue the tradition.
How many years have the dancers been a part of the community and a part of the parades?
I think our family, it's an Aklanan tradition. The Atiatiahan is a festival in the Philippines that usually takes place
second, third week of January.
Yeah, and it runs for several weeks, and it's a lot of drums and costumes. And our family brought that part of their tradition over to kind of teach it to their kids and kind of share a part of our culture with the rest of the Juno community.
I want to say like well over 25 years probably.
Yeah, I believe
that we've been a part of the Juno parade.
In the early 90s, I believe 93, 91.
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's been around for a while. And it's probably been part of my childhood memories for almost as pretty much just as long.
Since we were in kindergarten?
Yeah.
Since we were in kindergarten, forced to walk a lot.
Yeah.
Walk and dance in a line and blow whistles and just stay in unison. That's a big thing we've been trying to work on, but the uniformity of it all.
I'm sure it's very tricky, but thanks for doing it and thanks for keeping it going.
Yeah, no problem.
And it's nice that you were once forced to and now choose to. So.
Oh man, I make my kids do it.
Yep.
But they get excited. They're
about.
Not like I was.
And so so one of the ways you keep it going is with a fundraiser that you've got coming up. It's called the Kamayan Feast. It'll be held at the Filipino Community Center. What is a Kamayan Feast?
A Kamayan Feast is, it's actually kind of a take on the Budol Fight. The Budol Fight is it's a style of eating that was kind of formed out of necessity back in post-World War II in the Philippines. It was a way to feed all the soldiers during food scarcity. And they would just lay out a bunch of banana leaves and put food on those banana leaves. And then the soldiers would line up and then they'd say, let's eat. And then they'd all kind of just dig in. And they'd just do those in waves. And then you'd have, that's just the way it is. But this is kind of a modern take on it. So we'll have food set on banana leaves and we'll place the food in front of them and they'll be eating with their hands.
Wow.
I know there's a few people probably worried about like sanitary things like some of my own relatives, but you do get your own setting and we will have like the unscented Purell wipes for you to clean your hands and everything.
And we also have gloves optional if people would like those.
I'm sure once they see the food, they'll stop worrying. I saw the menu on your Facebook event page, and it is so tantalizing. Who designed the menu?
That'd be Rachel.
Rachel did. Yeah. Wow.
We just threw ideas at her, and she was like, okay.
Well, it's a lot of food. Tell us all about it.
A lot of the food is just many of the staples, actually, we grew up eating. And I'm just trying to do a little kind of a more modern take on it, but not too much that it's unfamiliar from what we grew up eating.
Like, I think we threw out a bunch of ideas that we think, like, our friends would like, we think of who we'd have over for dinner, you know, and mm-hmm. what they would like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And like looking at some of the ingredients, like fish sauce, not everybody's into fish sauce, but lately people have been really open to it, which is nice yeah. because it's a great flavor. And, you know.
Yeah, like the garlic fried rice is a staple mm-hmm. On Filipino kitchen tables. And we have the barbecue, Filipino barbecue skewers. There's some other stuff on there that I'm trying to introduce that's probably a little intimidating, but it's light on it, that's so that people are probably more willing to give it a try. With the fish sauce and
salted shrimp paste.
Yeah, the fermented shrimp paste. But other than that, a lot of the other stuff is pretty like recognizable foods. Once you see it, it just has different names.
You shouldn't be too crazy. It's yeah. I want to say it's like comparable to like Thai food. You know, has there's some hidden things in there that you don't think that's in there, but it's what's in there that makes it delicious. Yeah. So
I thought the menu looked really exciting. I didn't know what any of it was, most of it, and something caught my eye. A description: banana ketchup glazed or marinated
yeah.
pork.
And it's like yes. yeah, it's the barbecue skewers. It's probably one of the more popular things that people outside of. That aren't familiar with Filipino food, they'll know about that.
Filipino barbecue, Filipino, you know, we got a couple stands skewers. Downtown.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, pancit is pretty recognizable. Lumpia Shanghai. Just the egg rolls is probably pretty recognizable. And there's some other things that are a little bit different. Beef tapa, it's a soy-cured beef. It's essentially kind of their way of preserving meat back in the Philippines and all that heat. It's like their jerky.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's helping you prepare all this food?
Family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Those who aren't working.
Yeah, pretty much.
At that time.
Well, now that we've talked about food and everybody's hungry, let's talk about how we can attend this feast. Again, it's at the Filipino Community Center. It's at 6:30 p.m. this Friday night. The Filipino Community Center is on Franklin Street. Where can we get tickets?
Tickets are available at Mbuka Alupo. We're selling tickets there between our regular business hours.
Can
so
you
5
get them,
till 9.
Can you get them at the door as well?
You can get them at the door, yes.
Okay, great.
There is going to be limited seating. What are we shooting for again? Was it one? I think we're going for 120. I believe.
Yeah, it was 120.
120.
I'm sure you're gonna have. I'm sure it's gonna be a huge success. Are you expecting a big turnout?
We're hoping so.
Yeah.
We've been selling the most tickets just these past like 3 days, which is pretty cool because we're cranking out like 10 a day or mm-hmm. something lately. So
cool. Well, I'm glad we could help you get the word out. And again, the proceeds will be used to benefit the Juno Atiatihan Group. Do you use that for, what do you use those funds for?
We'll be using them to purchase new instruments. A lot of our drums are about
20 years old.
20 years old. And then new costumes also, those big elaborate costumes with the headsets and all the full body feathers and all that stuff. We're hoping to get a new set of costumes also.
Well, that's really exciting, and this just sounds like a great way to help out and make a contribution, and you get a wonderful meal. So thank you for sharing all that information. Like I said, I know it's going to be a huge success, and best of luck with everything. I hope the preparations aren't too stressful.
Thanks.
Should
be good.
With stress, yeah.
Family's stressful no matter what.
Yeah.
So I mean, it'll be fun.
And then there was something else you have coming up that you wanted to talk about while you were here.
Yeah, like I said, I'm also one of the board of directors for the Filipino community. And this weekend on Saturday, we have a Halloween night. It's a family night. We'll be serving food. There'll be games, some prizes. And I believe there's a costume contest. And we'll be giving out candy also.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Bring all your kids with their costumes and... come join us. This Saturday night, 5 o'clock.
All right. Well, thanks again for sharing everything. Thanks for being here. Where is the best place to go for more information about the Kamayan Feast or the Atiyahan Group or anything that we've mentioned today?
We have a Facebook page on the Juno Atiyatehan, and then we also have an Instagram that they can find us on.
Excellent.
Also, anyone that's shared the post probably has tickets on them, like on their person.
Yeah.
Okay. So good. Yeah, I found a lot of information about the Kamayan Feast on Facebook that had mm-hmm. the menu yeah. and the all the other pertinent details. Well, Rachel and Eva, again, thanks for coming and sharing all this information with me. And I hope you guys have a great feast on Friday.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.